If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for Mozzarella Monday, Texas,
Steve,
right
driving?
Now.
Yeah.
Your best of the weekend. Text 402-464-5685. Time to not be humble. Time to brag on yourself how good your weekend was. Because if you have the best weekend, you get $25 to our friends at Valentino's. Well, a lot of good winners so far this year.
We have a lot of good winners. My dad won.
Did he have his pizza yet or not?
No, he's getting that this weekend.
Okay, this weekend. So, do you have your pens out and your paper out?
I do. Let's scribe.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Mozzarella Monday. Here we go. Off the bat, OG Breaker says this. My daughter had a volleyball tournament yesterday, lost their first set, then steamrolled their way to tournament champions. OG Breaker chimes
volleyball.
In. Volleyball. Okay, volleyball off the bat. Got that.
Thank you.
OG Breaker. Next up, let's see. Wow. Okay. Someone says, my husband, our dogs, and some friends did a bird hunt with Governor Pillen and got first place.
What's the
bird
name?
Bird hunt.
That is, don't have a name on that.
Oh, we need a name. My stance
Carter.
Is...
Yes. Carter. Carter.
Carter. Carter.
Don't win without a name.
Okay. Carter's in.
What's this, bird hunt?
Bird hunt with Governor Pillen and got first place.
That's going to be hard to beat, right?
Jeremy and Lincoln. Took our Lincoln City Soccer Club 9 and 10-year-old kids to KC for a soccer tournament.
KC Soccer.
Got second place. Played two games yesterday in 17-degree weather.
I was going to say outside.
Great trip for the boys with a late ride home after the championship game.
Well, I like
name?
That.
That's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy in Lincoln.
Yeah, that's good.
Best of the weekend. Garner. I haven't seen Garner before. Says, took my sons to their first NFL game, Vikings-Ravens. My youngest son is a Ravens fan. I'm a Vikings fan. I think I had more fun watching his team win, though. Great experience. That's Garner.
Vikings, Ravens.
And how old's his son again?
I don't know the son's age.
Garner.
Garner
name.
Went to Vikings, Ravens in Minneapolis yesterday.
And they had, if I'm correct, they had Sam Donaldson, and they also had the quarterback for the Colts on their team last year. Wasn't he? The Colts quarterback
Daniel
also
Jones
on the Vikings.
Yes,
last
he
year.
Was. Yeah,
that was their
on the practice squad.
On the practice squad was Daniel Jones. Now could be MVP of the league. Mm-hmm. And Sam Darnold, who last time started off 20 for 20 in a game. Mm. Yeah, interesting.
Now, if you remember, we had the guy, I think his name is Cody, that did the trip across all those different stadiums about a month ago.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's back at it again.
Cody's back at
here
it.
Here we go. Oh, this is, sorry, is it Ron? I don't have the name here. Help me out with the name here again. Okay, here's what he did. I got pictures of all of them. He says, Saturday, went to Nebraska. He's going backwards here. So he went Nebraska, UCLA, Saturday. Before that, he went to Northwestern, USC. Thursday, he went to Raiders, Broncos in Denver. Wednesday, he went to Heat Nuggets in Denver. Tuesday, he went to Oilers at Stars Hockey in Dallas. Monday, he went to Cardinals, Cowboys in Dallas.
How's this happen?
Last Sunday, he went to Chiefs, Bills in Buffalo. And he went to, day before that, USC, Nebraska.
Is this the same dude that came in here?
Yes.
The UPS
driver? Yes, the UPS guy.
How much money does he have?
I don't know. How much does that cost?
Just that alone, I can't imagine the cost of that trip.
Cost and logistics.
Yes.
It's Cody. His name's Cody.
Cody
the UPS driver. So that's tough to beat.
Now,
that.
I tell you what, if he's driving his UPS truck like that to all these events and he's kind of sticking it to the government, I'd love that.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious. I thought that. Also, the UPS guy called, hold it. Why is our truck in Buffalo, New York, and now it's in L.A.?
How'd you do that?
Well, I deliver him packages.
How do you beat this guy, by the way?
That's tough.
He delivers downtown.
Because he's won before. So yeah. That's why. Okay, by the way, the person on the duck hunt was Carrie. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Carrie.
Jim in Lebanon, Indiana.
Okay.
From Best Mozzarella Monday. Went to the Rose Bowl. Took my daughter and son-in-law to the first Nebraska game. TJ's first collegiate start. First time wearing my Nebraska robe to the game.
Has a robe.
We beat UCLA with 20,000.
Yeah,
I got a photo of the robe. Yeah.
Okay, how's it look, Jake?
Pretty regal.
Pretty regal. He had a robe.
He's got he's got a picture with him with several Husker ladies around him, and he's got some shades on the robe as well.
What do you mean shades on the robe?
They're hanging on.
Oh, hanging
on. Hanging on, yeah.
Okay.
That is Jim in Lebanon, Indiana.
Jim went from Indiana out there.
Hey, we wore a robe to the game.
We did wear a robe. I got pictures of the robe at the game.
I wonder if Randy's aware of that.
I would say this segment has gotten incredible.
Yes. This is tough. We got more. Ready for more?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Derek says, went pheasant hunting Sunday and limited out in less than 20 minutes.
Wow. Shot well. Wow.
How much is that?
How many birds is that, Bill?
Three.
Okay. Let's see here. Kurt in Kentucky says, drove to Maryland, got to see three of my girls' granddaughter's lacrosse tournament and son-in-law's surprise 50th birthday party. Kurt in Northern Kentucky.
Kurt in Northern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We have a breaker in Northern Kentucky.
Hey, he's the one to give us the update on your grandfather and his smoke.
Yes.
The smoke in the restaurant.
What's his name again? Kurt?
That's Kurt.
There's a lot of breakers out in California, I'll tell you that.
Did you get anybody to talk to you at all?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of breakers. It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible. People just pull you aside. They don't yell like they do you guys. They just pull me aside and say, I'm a breaker. Yeah.
By the way, Cody, who went on the epic trip, he has now been to 30 football games, NFL and college combined, this year. This year.
There's nobody in the world who's done more than that.
This year? No.
He's the leader.
I'd struggle to find somebody to do that. And last one. Someone says, first game of church league basketball last night.
Okay.
I heard a pop in my knee 8 minutes in. Have an appointment at Advanced Medical Imaging this morning. Prayers up, man. 8:33.
I mangled. The first thing when he said church league basketball, I go, there is an Achilles waiting to happen.
And
it
right.
wasn't. It was his knee.
Who is it?
That's Matt in Lincoln.
Matt, I hope everything's okay.
Yes, Matt. Please chime in tomorrow, Matt. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know with that. If you need someone to go to imaging, I don't have a job. I can meet you over there.
So there we go. That's our options right now for Mozzarella Monday.
Bill,
what are you leaning
I don't know.
Towards here?
Now we're in trouble.
I'm going to throw something out there. And it's probably not fair.
What?
But since we've already given it to Cody before for everything that he's done, and what he's doing is remarkable. It's almost like he's in a different league, if that's possible. I mean, it is. It's a whole different league. So I'm going to go backwards a little bit, and I think it becomes down between the Vikings-Ravens game, taking him, or the guy from Lebanon who wore the robe.
I kind of like the robe.
I'm going robe.
Yeah, I think the robe.
Okay, robe it is.
But Cody,
that's really audacious. Yes,
if Cody had not won before, he would get the gift card. He's worn.
I mean, if I told you guys, hey, I'm going to the game and I'm wearing a robe.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'd freak out.
Yeah. I'm not even in a work capacity. No, I'm any game.
Any game.
Yeah, I'm going to the kids. We're going to Milwaukee to the Bucks game. And I'm going to wear a robe.
I'm going
to
wear a robe.
I'm going to wear a green velvet robe where I look like Brian Winner. Remember him? Three-point shooter?
Beard. Yeah. Had a beard.
Dang it. Parallel lives.
He's unbelievable.
So we're giving it to Jim in Lebanon, Indiana for wearing the robe.
Yes,
for the robe to the game. We have a photo to prove it.
I'll show it to you guys during the break here. But Jim,
I'm going to encourage everyone to wear a robe from now on. Hope there's a robe sight in every game.
I wonder what, wow. It's a wow.
What's your question? What did you get? Yeah, it's a husk. It's got the N logo on it, the emblem.
I've always been tempted to put a robe on in the hotel. You know, they give you those robes, but I've never done it.
Laura always wears hers.
Does she?
I don't wear mine.
It seems like more of a girl.
Right away, she's like, oh, good, we got robes. And I'm like, nah, I'm not putting a robe on. I got robes.
Congrats to Jim. Hey, great entries. It was a tough one, but Jim gets $25 to Valentino's. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.